Section 4.11, Stubborn Belly Fat and Estrogenic Compounds. This is a very important section to pay attention to if you find that your belly fat tends to be particularly stubborn. Can't seem to get rid of that last bit of fat despite your hardest efforts. While some of the more major factors, such as total caloric intake and amount and types of exercise you do, are the most important factors when you have a lot of body fat to lose, the seemingly more minor detail in this section about your diet can be particularly more important if you seem to be stuck and can't lose any additional abdominal fat. Estrogenic compounds in our food supply and environment. It's important to realize that our modern-day food supply is more overloaded with estrogenic compounds than ever before in history. Excessive estrogenic compounds are increasingly common in certain types of foods such as soy products, food additives, pesticides, and hormones in factory farm-raised animals. Not only that, but estrogenic compounds are also prevalent in our environment due to pollution. Problems from these estrogenic pollutants have been documented in several studies in recent years, which are showing feminization and mutations in the aquatic species such as fish and frogs. The reason that many of the effects of the estrogenic compounds are so extreme in aquatic species is that they are exposed to the pollution in the water 24/7 and have smaller body masses, whereas humans are simply drinking the water or being exposed to the chemicals at intermittent times. Now, the men reading this are probably getting alarmed by hearing that their food supply is loaded with estrogenic compounds, and the women reading this might not know if this is a bad or good thing on your natural estrogen balance since you're a female. Well, what you need to know is that these excess estrogenic compounds are equally detrimental to both men and women. For women, it can throw off the estrogen and progesterone balance in the body and create metabolic issues, one of which being the storage of excess belly fat. For the men, the problem can be equally bad, as excessive estrogenic compounds can potentially cause accumulation of chest fat, aka man boobs, and can lead to possible cancer, other diseases, and also the accumulation of extra abdominal fat that is particularly hard to burn off. So what do you need to look out for to avoid these excess estrogenic compounds? One of the worst offenders in our food supply that is a multi-billion dollar industry and is promoted heavily as a health food is soy. Let's get this straight right now that soy is not a health food, and overconsumption of it is the possible reason of your stubborn belly fat. The topic of soy could take up an entire book, and there are entire books on the controversial topic of soy, so I'll keep this brief. I know you may be confused on the topic of soy because the media feeds you so many stories about soy being this incredible health food. Keep in mind that most of the funding for these pseudo studies come from the soy industry, which is backed with millions of dollars of power. So obviously it's going to try to convince everyone that soy is the best thing in the world for your body. The truth is exact opposite. First of all, soy has one of the highest concentrations of pesticides of any farmed product, and these pesticides alone are estrogenic compounds. Not only that, but soy is also one of the most concentrated sources of phytoestrogens, and despite of the lies you've been told, this is not a good thing, as overconsumption of soy can lead to hormonal imbalances in both men and women due to these high levels of phytoestrogens. Soy products also contain many different anti-nutrients that can be detrimental in your body. Again, I won't go into all the gory details because the topic of soy could encompass an entire book on its own. One of the best books I've read that truly digs into all of the science behind why soy can be bad for your health is the following book at Amazon. http://tinyurl.com/576zi5. In my opinion, the only types of soy that are okay to eat in moderation are fermented soy products such as miso and tempeh. On the other hand, tofu, soy protein, and most other forms of soy in our food supply are not fermented, and I'd recommend minimizing if you'd want to improve your chances of eliminating your stubborn belly fat stores. Another highly estrogenic food comes from the hops, as in beer. Aside from the empty calories in most beers, this estrogenic effect may be one of the reasons you see so many beer bellies in those that drink a lot of beer. I'm not saying that you have to give up beer altogether, as some darker beers even have some beneficial antioxidants and B vitamins. But if you want to stand a better chance of getting rid of that belly fat, limiting your beer to maybe only once a week or so may be a good idea. If you are in social situations and still want to have a drink, A better alternative appears to be clear alcohols, such as vodka. Just watch to avoid the sugary mixers. Club soda is the best mixer, as it doesn't have loads of sugar like tonic water or sodas do, nor the nasty artificial sweeteners from diet sodas. There are also more benefits to drinking red or white wine if you have the choice instead of beer, as there's less of an estrogenic effect from the wine, and you also get some pretty decent doses of antioxidants from wine. Foods that fight excess estrogenic compounds. Interestingly, there are some foods out there that can help you fight against excess estrogenic compounds. For example, compounds called indoles in cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts, are known to be good inhibitors of estrogenic compounds. In addition, there appears to be benefits in fighting excess estrogens by eating raw nuts and seeds, avocados, fish oil, and krill oil, and grass-fed dairy and meat products. Also, there are many flavones and flavonones in garlic, onions, raw honey, citrus fruits, chamomile, and passion flower that fight against estrogenic compounds. Summary of how to reduce stubborn fat by fighting estrogenic compounds. One of the first things you can do to combat the assault on your body of excess estrogenic compounds is to make sure you choose organic foods as often as you can. Buying organic will be worth it in the long run, even if the prices are slightly higher, because you will reduce the amount of estrogenic pesticides that your body is exposed to. Again, this is one of those details that can help give you the slight edge in getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Another important thing you must do if you want to avoid excess estrogenic compounds is to avoid processed foods as much as possible, since many of the food additives contain hidden estrogenic compounds that can contribute to your stubborn belly fat. The easiest way to avoid processed foods is just to make sure that you're not buying a lot of boxed and packaged foods that have a long list of ingredients. It's easy to avoid overly processed foods if you buy whole foods, fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, seeds, whole grains, etc., as opposed to frozen microwave dinners, crackers, cookies, cakes, boxed side dishes, chips, etc. To help you choose wisely to help minimize the negative effects of excess estrogenic compounds on your stubborn fat, here is a list of the worst foods to try to avoid and the best foods that help to combat excess estrogenic compounds. Here are the most highly estrogenic foods to try to avoid. Any soy-based foods, foods that are fried in or made with soybean oil, beer or hops and anything else, licorice. Try to avoid foods highly laden with pesticides. Choose organic over conventional when possible. Here are the best foods to fight against excess estrogenic compounds. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts, citrus fruits, oranges, grapefruit, lemons, and limes, raw honey, chamomile and passion flower, onions and garlic, green tea, yet another reason to drink green tea, leafy greens, lettuce, spinach, etc., berries, as in blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, and organic is best, extra virgin olive oil, wild fatty fish, salmon, trout, etc., raw nuts and seeds, pecans, almonds, walnuts are some of the best, grass-fed meat and dairy, spices such as turmeric and curry, oregano, thyme, rosemary, ginger, and sage. So as you can see, although we're bombarded on a daily basis with loads of estrogenic compounds in our food supply as well as pollution in our environment, there are plenty of natural foods listed above that you can use to help combat these effects on a daily basis and improve your chances of finally getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Try to include at least 3 to 4 or more of the above estrogenic fighting foods every single day if you want the best results. If you really want to maximize your benefits, try to get all of the above superfoods in your daily diet, or at least several times per week.